You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Good morning, everybody, and it is a early 4:20 a.m. and we're kicking it here in the West Hollywood Strip, and I got one of my good associates and awesome celebrity, Hector David Jr., DJ, featured DJ on Purple Haze Radio, celebrity. He'll tell you a lot about what he's done in the industry and what he's doing now. And we got, on our last day, we got our boy Spencer, our intern here, Purple Haze Radio. We're going to miss him, but he's going back to school and taking care of some things and actually being responsible. So we got to send him on his way, but definitely we're going to pull out our favorite nugs and do a little wake and bake. So what do you guys got today we're going to smoke on?
Good morning, West Hollywood. What is up? What's up? Hector David Jr. here. What's up, Andrew? What's up, buddy, on your last day? It's an honor to be here.
It's very sad, but a very happy day. I want to get school over with so I can get my life on and do what I want to do with my dreams.
Education is very important, and I honor you for that. And when do you graduate?
Actually, this coming semester, I'm a second semester senior.
Awesome. So you're on the last stretch. How awesome is that?
Hand me that poker over there.
This last stretch is so nice, but at the same time, it's the hardest classes I've ever taken. Math is Chinese at this point. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm praying I'll make it in Dean's List again and keep going on, and then beast mode.
Even getting stoned here at Purple Haze Radio.
And Dean's List and working.
That's good. Props up to my boy Spencer and him doing good.
That's awesome, bro.
That's really great. So on that, let's smoke some up, get the brain cells going.
Puff and tough.
It's always good to puff it tough in the morning.
I'm going
to
hit some of this fantastic looking honey oil from California's Jimmy's honey oil.
Yeah, Jimmy's honey oil.
Amazing.
A little 98% clear.
Yep.
And always good for the tummy with a little bit of honey. I'm not talking about the stuff you eat. I'm talking about the stuff you smoke. So we know Hector's gonna hit a little bit on our.
Oh,
hear that morning sound. It's almost like when you're waiting for your tea, right? That comes off on the kettle and you're waiting for it to just you hear that sound.
It's chamomile.
Got a different kind of hit going on today, that's for sure.
Ooh. Ooh.
Good morning, America. Wake up.
Ooh. Wake up, America.
Wake and bake, Beast. As they say.
So,
what strain is this right here?
That's a little coconut cushy. Ooh, a little cushy for the tushy.
I'm tasting that coconut. Oil.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, it's always good to have a little oil to get the morning flowing, the morning going. I got myself a little tropical smoothie today. Got a little orange, a little mango.
Starting the morning right, huh?
Having a little juicy time. It's always good to have some fresh juice if you could have it. I'm a promoter of the fresh juice on the Wake and Bake for sure.
Now, do you blend your own juices or do you you purchase them?
There was a time I went through the blending phase. And there was a time where I got banned, essentially, from juicing in my home. What a fucking mess those machines make.
Absolutely.
Like, just getting shit all over the place. And then I realized, you know what? That's one of those things I'm just going to order.
Yeah. Avoid. Avoid it all costs.
Like the plague. Have somebody do that shit for me. It makes it easy. I don't have to deal with the mess. Uh-oh. Intern down.
Man down.
Trying to empty the bowl, you know? Just trying to repack.
He had to bring his Illadelf.
I got a shout out to all the Illadelf owners out there. I'm one of those guys, but, you know, after collecting for so long, I really respect the German glass.
I really respect the German ass.
That's something you got to respect is the German ass.
I like
in all respect.
You gotta
Germans
respect
are,
it.
The German women are beautiful.
So, have you been to Germany?
I haven't been to Germany, but I have been to Eastern Europe. I've been to Serbia. I've been to Novi Sad, Serbia.
You went there for the festival that you DJ'd at. Tell everybody a little bit about No Exit Festival.
I believe it or not, here in Purple Haze radio station, where we're located on Sunset Boulevard, across the street in the next building over, there's a facility called, they're called Room Escape, and they have almost like life problematic situations and you have 60 minutes to get out. So there's like escape rooms.
They have, like a human video game.
Absolutely. And it's like you're playing Clue for 60 minutes and you're trying to be able to escape the room. You're solving riddles. You're putting together puzzles. You're going through trap doors. And so when I met these guys, they were really cool, and off the back when they heard me play and they found out more about my character and the characters that I have played on television, they're like, hey, you ever heard of Exit Festival in Serbia? And I was like, no. And instantly I looked it up on Google, and I tell you not, it is world renowned. Exit Festival is one of the number one festivals in all of Europe.
In Europe.
Really? In Europe. It's like number one.
You got to play in a castle, and like, and people were walking through, like where you walk through the giant entrance.
Yes.
Of this like walled
300,000 people from Novi Sad, from Belgrade, Serbia, got to go to this festival.
And when you got to perform, you got to perform when you walk through like the crazy giant walls and entrance of this crazy castle, right?
It was insane.
And then they set up your stage right there, and there were
over 1,500 years old.
Yeah, so that's pretty bomb, because also like the sound is reverberating over like those crazy.
I played like in the SFM stage. Yeah, I played in the SFM stage, which is like how I told you, and you can see in the video that will be available on the Purple Haze site under my DJ folder.
Yeah, you have it there for sure.
You can notice in that video, I'm actually playing in the Molt. That's what you're talking about. The Molt. There's like 50 feet walls in between, and the radio station. The most famous radio station in Serbia had their own stage there, and that was where I got to play on July 10th, 2016, and that's my birthday. It was wild because I was there for my birthday, playing on my birthday on midnight, July 9th on midnight, turning into July 10th. I got to open that night, and I got to play for an hour and 15 minutes. They let me play, and I played everything from hip-hop to deep house to stuff that I made here at Purple Haze Studio. Stuff that I learned here. I got to learn on the equipment here, and I started building my DJ resume. And believe it or not, I was only DJing for 3 months when I met these guys, Dag from Room Escape from Serbia, and they invited me, and I got to go do all these radio shows and all of these TV shows, and
I got to roll all through Europe.
Yeah, it was really incredible time. And to play for that many people and to keep people dancing, it was just, it's supernatural already to be working in front of a camera, but when you get to be live and entertaining a crowd, it is really hard to simulate that in any type of shape or form. It is just unique experience.
I can't even imagine that. On your birthday, you said, on that day, it was meant to be, I totally believe it.
Performing in a castle.
Performing in a fucking castle with, what did you say, 300,000 people?
Yeah, 300,000 people from all of Europe.
You are living
all over the world, really.
Honestly, like, snaps to you, snaps to Hector for all around the world. That's the craziest, dankest things, biggest baller.
Look at these snapping it up. So,
That's deserved. Are you kidding?
Thank you.
It was definitely a different experience because he's also known to be the Green Power Samurai Power Ranger and did 3 seasons of
Go-Go
that.
Go Go Samurai.
Go Go Samurai for all you Samurai fans out there.
What's up? What's up, Power Ranger fans? It's like been almost 25 years that the legendary Power Rangers has been around, and I got a chance to be a part of the 18th and 19th season, the season that Haim Saban bought back from Disney. And it was a really cool experience. I was 21. I got to move to another new country called New Zealand. And we filmed 2.5 seasons there, and like 3 movies and 4 video games and over 10 commercials. And
so he was living the out of the country life for a while.
Yep.
And that's definitely a cool experience.
Absolutely.
Coming back to the States after being in New Zealand, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was a wild experience. And this was like right before I met Andrew. I was living in New Zealand, and I actually bunked up. Me and the Blue Ranger wanted to save money, and we ended up getting a condo out there together for the remainder of the time and had a great time. I think we built a great friendship that we still hold true to this day. And it was like right before I met you. We met at the Golden Globes.
It was
2014.
Not golden, it was the Academy
Awards. Academy Awards.
At the Vanity Fair. It was one of the big crazy after parties. And,
it must be nice to go to all these events.
Hector was the main host, one of the main guys on the red carpet then. And yeah. I remember, like, the dude from American Idol. And,
Miley Cyrus's dad.
What's his name? He performed. I forgot what his name is.
Billy Ray Cyrus. He was rocking out.
But wasn't he playing that night?
He actually, you know, he played.
He put a good show.
He was jamming.
Yeah, he was rocking out.
He was good, like, I'm going to show my daughter up and shit. And it's crazy because that party, like, even if you're like, you know, like, you hear about these crazy after parties. And you think that everybody gets to stroll in, and it's like this easy thing. But even when you're invited to these things, doesn't matter if you're like executive producers or this, whatever, you got to wait on a fucking line that is so ridiculous, right? Is it like crazy, right?
Seriously, for the directors too?
For everybody. For everybody to get in when the party starts and it's those
so
after parties. It doesn't matter who the fuck you are.
It's a safety issue.
No celebrities.
It's a fire marshal and
safety. It's a
massive
line. Everybody's around the fucking thing.
And so you got to go through like three, like at least two to three checkpoints.
A bunch of checkpoints, before you get to that part.
Absolutely.
Now, I was lucky because I was hooked up and I was actually one of the first people at the door and had seen Hector and all these guys going through the red carpet, you know, park cone. And I was actually taking pictures before I even knew who. I didn't even know who he was. And we're sitting talking at the party, started talking about Herb, all kinds of fucking shit.
He told me he was moving to LA in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then legendary things happened, and this fucking place for sure has become a manifestation of my move.
Absolutely.
To Hollywood. That's for sure.
Yep.
Purple Haze Properties.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. And now the Green Ranger has got a lot of greenie and joys. That's absolutely for sure.
Absolutely. It's I love to medicate. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's good for the soul. It's good to relax.
Talking about that kind of bacon, since you know that it is the Wake and Bake show.
Yes, sir. 420.
What song do you like to wake and bake to? Since you're the DJ, one of the DJs, you got a lot of stuff you play. But what's your today wake and bake
today,
little background song?
Let's see.
Asking Beast. Settle down there.
Let's go with Slightly Stupid, No Cocaine.
Okay, yeah. Slightly Stupid. And
somebody showed me this song one time, and I was like, you know what? That's a vibey song.
It's light.
And it's chill. It's something great for the morning. It's, you know, it gets you in the right mood, especially if you're puffing, toughing. If you're puffing, this is the...
Actually, I should just try to put the name in, right? So let me put No Cocaine. See what comes up. No Cocaine. Slightly Stupid. Here we go.
Awesome. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Let's hit some nuggets. Not enough bacon going on for this morning. Wake and bake.
Happy 420, everybody. Hope you're having a great morning. Getting ready for your day. Let's go. Enjoy this track.
Kind of slept wrong, so I, like, back's been a little bit out of it. and I fucking need to smoke more today. I don't know what. I slept wrong. So for all you guys feeling a little pain, pull out a little indica to put you in the couch.
Hey, there's my boy Beans in the background.
Into couch.
He knows they like that reggae.
Yeah, see, we got the right song going on in the morning here because some of us are like just still trying to get up. I got my juice. Got a little juicy time. And my next coffee of choice is a fresh coconut kush nugget. So Spencer, you're looking forward to heading back, going back to school?
Well, I'll definitely say that my main opinions about going back to New York is the weather. The weather in LA is uncomparable.
It's hard to replicate. It
really is, because it honestly puts you in a better mood. You want to be outside. You want to exercise. You want to do things. East Coast, you just want to go from place to place. And honestly, that's something that's important to me, because I love to skateboard, surf, and snow, and I have that in California. Plus, I'll be honest, like, well, the East Coast, but West Coast for life, and I think everyone knows it's a bit slow out here, and that's definitely my pace. and this is born and raised, you know, this is my city. I want to be out here.
I wasn't born here in California, but I have such a deep appreciation for the weather. The weather is incredible all the time. You know, it is just, you can snow, you can go skiing, you can go surfing, you can go boogie boarding all in the same day, you can go hiking.
24/7, 365.
And it's just, it's really, really a beautiful place. I think I pride anyone that has grown up here. Because of the weather. I grew up in Florida, and I love growing up in Florida. It's a little humid for me
now.
Shout
out to our Floridians.
What's up, Florida?
What up, Florida?
Orlando, Winter Springs.
Super humid out there.
Super humid. I can tell right when I get off the plane that I'm going to have to change my shirt by the time I get to the car because it is. It's just a Caribbean. It's like a Caribbean island, honestly.
Shit.
It's very, you know, shout out to the Caribbean.
All our Caribbeans in the house.
But California is truly a blessing because the weather is pretty consistent. Sunny, motivating, inspiring, and you know, if you wake up wrong, you can still look outside and take some fresh air.
And the best part is when you want to get the fuck out of your town or area because it's icy, snowing, fucking cold, chilly. You just know no matter what time of the year, I'm going to go head out to Cali.
Yep.
I'm going to go get some recreational weed.
Yeah.
I'll roll down to West Hollywood.
Congratulations to California for passing as recreational.
Yeah.
And shout out to Hollywood Magic Bus for supplying some of the best product in the city. Shout out to Purple Haze Properties.
Yep.
420 show.
Yeah, definitely.
Got a wake, got a big. So what are you guys smoking on this morning? What do you got, my nuggets? You got an indica, you got sativa. You rolling up a joint. You smoking on some keef, you pulling out some wax, hitting a vape pen. Shout out to all my guys out there. Shout out to King Mo, who's an awesome fighter that my cuz got to his meeting and hanging out with, who's fighting an MMA fighter. And shout out to Bellator and a bunch of those guys that gave my cuz a lot of love over at ESPN last night. And I hope you guys are all fighting, kicking each other's ass, and then after you're all done, you all fucking party and have a good time. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Cool. Victory to the best man.
Yeah, may the best man beat the shit out of the other man. And then both go home to their wives, girlfriends, or whoever.
With the shit beat out of them, bro.
And then enjoy counting that loot that they made at least after that. So shout out to my boys who do that for a living. They take one for the team, that's for sure.
I would also have to say, like, my favorite thing that I'm going to miss about California is honestly the bud. That's the most depressing thing. Since there's nothing in New York, nothing happening. It's just like
they just have pills. It's actually medical, but you know what I heard? There's they're starting to rally up and realize they want to instill some luchi into the system. And I heard that they're talking about changing some rules in New York so they could start rebuilding the subway system, which that would be the smartest move that New York could possibly do.
It would be the hardest and most expensive move, I would say.
There's billions that it's made from fucking cannabis, so actually not really, you know.
The
stoners would love to have an easy way to go around and a safe way to go around. The subways in Manhattan
is
an experience that everyone in life has to actually once go through a subway and go underground in New York and realize that no one is going to help you. When you go on that venture, make sure you use an app and look around and do whatever you want. But it's always cool to hit up Grand Central Station
and take
a little ride on the subway.
Always make sure your phone is charged so you know where you're going on the subways.
You'll meet some of the most creative, wildest, craziest individuals mixed with the wildest stench you could ever fucking smell on the planet.
I was traveling right before the holidays on the Grand Central Station, through Grand Central Station, with my service pup, Marley, who's actually here. But we were going through, and he is absolutely right. Nobody was stopping to show me anything. I had to go to the ticket booth. Oh,
and they might not even really help you. They look at you like you're take a ticket.
And I have a dog. And they're like, people were looking at me like I'm crazy.
So he is telling the truth.
Yeah, nobody will help you. You got to figure out yourself. But you know what? It's like life. You just got to figure it out for yourself, and then you'll.
Props to New Yorkers. Once you get it, absolutely. That way, it's survival of the fittest.
I love
their attitude. Is if you can't hang, motherfucker.
Get the hell out.
There you go. That's it.
After living there for 4 years, if you can't take it, no one gives a shit.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit.
You're gonna cry, get hurt.
Out here in Los Angeles, a different story. Someone is going to spoon feed you. Oh, poor Bristito, let me give you something.
Yes, if, you know, you ask for somebody directions, probably, like, you roll the dice, 7 out of 10, someone's going to be nice to you. As long as you're nice to them back, you know?
Yeah.
But again, it's because it goes back to what we're talking about. People generally are, you know, weather-wise, if you live in a nicer climated area, it keeps you in a better mood. So if in a mass populace people are in a better mood, then obviously that has a kind of rippling effect.
Absolutely.
But also tells you something about life. So not to take away from the stardom of our wonderful DJ guest and celebrity of Purple Haze Properties, why don't you give everybody a little rundown about the cool series that you've been working on them possibly airing, right?
So I started on, the biggest series I started on was we talked about already with Power Rangers.
And then from
there I went on to, about a year after that, I went on to a show called East Los High, which is a show that what it entitles like growing up in East Los Angeles. And all these kids go to this school that was like a public school for low funding. And I play a choreographer that was graduated already and had gone on to work in music videos and work in entertainment, which is kind of true, but I kind of got to play a version of myself, but a different version of the person that I am in different characteristics. And his name was Christian Camacho. And I played about 22 episodes on their first season, which was a Hulu exclusive.
So that's pretty crazy. So 22 episodes, yeah. And then you did how many when you did the Power Rangers? Probably
I did about almost 50 episodes.
Are you serious?
Altogether.
So, yeah. So between those things, 80 episodes of filming shows on TV. You know what I mean? Like some people get a season. Get a couple of spots, 80 times. So in all those 80 times, there must be some just like crazy stories of like just people flipping out on set or stars doing whatever. You don't have to like get into like particular stuff.
No, but, has there ever been
like a wild story you could like tell some people
funny.
You get an idea to be like, what is this like? Like what would be your schedule? You have your own trailer, do you have your own thing? Like how does that shit go down?
Like as far as let's just say Rangers, we all had our own areas where a lot of our stuff was filmed on location, so everybody had their own area or their own trailer per se, and had their own privacy, which was great. We were all really tight, so even if the days when we had to go on location where we all had to share a trailer, it was always good. It started with five characters: myself, Brittany Pirtle, Erica Fong, Najee Detej and Alex Hartman. That was the original cast. And then 6-7 months down the road, Antonio's character, Steven Schuyler, came along and played the Gold Ranger, the best friend of the Red Ranger as they were young. He gave him a little Megazord, and he goes on and lives life and has to leave the house.
Okay.
And he becomes like this wild. He builds himself a morpher and becomes a Power Ranger. So he doesn't come from a history of Power Rangers. He became a Power Ranger by getting a gift and being a tech whiz and building his own kind of suit. And he's fast as lightning. So he's like the Gold Ranger, which is really awesome and tight. And we have a great relationship with him. And it was really an awesome, awesome experience to have another character come on. It felt really real. And it was really a great experience. And we were five to six Americans filming in a new country. So it was like a brotherhood that we built. So it was never really any friction. Yeah. And when there was, I think we tried to nip it in the bud and stay professional. And it was awesome. It was just such a great experience to go through because I was such a fan of Power Rangers. I mean, who was not? Like, Power Rangers was iconic and has been around for 25 years, and I believe will be on forever. It's really an iconic series and comes along with toys and kids just identify with
all kinds of shit.
Absolutely.
In fact, he's gotten the key to the city of
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, and they had a parade and shit, right? Uh-huh. And then you were presented a key to the city. That's like kind of wild shit, yeah, right?
Absolutely. It was
that's
it was a good
cool, huh?
We were, that's insane.
100,000 people on the street during the parade. It was really, really a good time. That was, I think, in 2013. And it was crazy. It was really, really a good time. East Los High was really different because,
and that has to be fun, but like what I was saying, like what happens on the set? You ever have just like blow out this? Are you on there for like 8 hours, 10 hours? Like what's the deal?
I mean it was more like, I'd say, 12 hours to 14 hours of filming a day.
Wait, it can last up to 14?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, sometimes there was like 14, 15. If we had a long day, because there was two to three units going on at a time. There was an action unit. There was a regular unit, which was just dialogue filming at the studio.
I see that.
And, as well as going on and... going on location and having to film, like, you know, and we had the suits going on at the same time, and as well as we had the fight scenes going on, as well as we had dialogue scenes going on. So
everything was like happening at once. The filming.
Yep.
Oh, what was that?
So it was long days.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we were up at 4:30 in the morning to be on set by 5, and if we had to be at a location, I mean, it was long. But it was awesome. When you're dedicated and doing a role like that, nothing like that matters. It's like a job that you're doing, and you're you try to create just such a, especially when you're playing a kid superhero, you try to like live by that code during that time.
Exactly.
And it was just it was like a code that we all stayed really true to, especially by playing samurai. I need something to drink.
I completely feel you. No. I remember this. Every Sunday morning, I woke up at 7 a.m. to watch Power Rangers. I don't remember exactly what season, what series it was, but I remember I had that phase. Yeah, I don't know how much I got into all like the toys and stuff, but was I obsessed with that show? I'd make my dad just like leave me alone, and then I would have one of those kid tantrums if I couldn't watch it. I was addicted to that show. I think, I don't know, remember when I was like maybe 6 to 7 or something, and then it lasted 8, and then who knows what the next phase was. But
yeah, I remember being in kindergarten, Miss Rary's class, and my mom having a parent-teacher conference, and my mom came in, and she asked my mom, what does your kid watch at home? Like, he comes here and he jumps around and jumps off the slide and he's like, he's all over the place. And he's like, he watches Batman the animated series. Power Rangers. And she's like, that's it. And I'm sitting right there and I'm like, please don't say anything, Miss Rary. Please don't let her take Power Rangers away from me. It's my favorite show. I'll never forget that. It was so funny because my mom looks at me and she's like, is it Power Rangers? Is that why you're doing all this? And I was like, I didn't say anything back. I was like, I just love Power Rangers, you know? And then 20 years down the road, I hear about the audition.
You became one.
And I became one.
That's so sick. Like, as a professional, like, you... honestly, to put that in perspective, is actually mind-blowing. Millions, if not tens of millions of kids actually, like, look up to you, girls and boys. Absolutely. Like... That's a huge thing,
and then it leads up to him getting into parkour. So explain to people out there who don't know what that is, Hector. Explain to people what parkour is.
Parkour and free running is the kind of the art of getting through an obstacle and completing a mission or completing a personal task or an asked task, I guess, or like a goal, completing a goal, and it's like getting through an obstacle without any barriers and making your way through, whether it's through buildings or flipping or the art of using martial arts or gymnastics.
Yeah, he jumps off of walls, all kinds of wild shit.
What's your,
because I know you're, we're going to be having you going back to school, so you want to have a chance to pick another Wake and Bake song, but what do you want to start bakey with?
Okay.
What's the pick?
I'm feeling kind of up today. I usually do a classic rock, but I'm thinking maybe some rap to throw it in.
All right. Give me whatever you feel like. Let me know. What are we listening to?
I want some old Kanye, All Falls Down. Some old Kanye. For his graduation album, to make him what he is. I don't know who he is now. I miss old Kanye.
Graduation, you said?
Graduation, All Falls Down.
Hold on.
Everyone's like, you want to play Kanye? I'm like, nah, old Kanye. And everyone's like,
I don't see that one. I see Good Morning, Champion,
Strong. Oh, no, instead of go to college, Dropout. I'm definitely going to get whiplash for that one. College Dropout, All Falls Down.
Okay, College.
That's a good track. I remember that.
Yeah, no.
That was
in
my middle school.
Exactly.
What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated 2014, so.
Wow. 2014?
All Falls Down.
I graduated 2008. When did you graduate, Andrew?
From what, high school or college?
High school.
1991.
Oh, yeah, what a beast.
Shout out to the 90s, baby.
Shout out to 2008.
Everyone knows I'm an old motherfucker. I don't deny it.
We got
it.
The legend. He's a legendary.
I did pick out all the music on this fucking station, so that's for sure.
He knows what's up. He knows good music. I'll give him that.
Wait, Beast, I am pretty sure that one day that you were telling me that you actually were like a radio host or a DJ back in your college days.
Yeah, back in the day, I was slaying it down. DJ K.A.
No way, from where?
They used to call me Cool Andy back in Maryland.
Where was this from? Was this from your house or from your college?
Yeah, in college, man. I used to play at all the bars and different places up at Towson. Shout out to Towson, Maryland. Used to play in this old place, Kelly's. This place where everybody would go with fake IDs and shit.
Yo,
and
look at DJing Beast. At night, he's DJing.
Playing in different clubs and stuff throughout the years. Always had a love of the music. It was always a good way to make some extra cheddar to make things better.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Talking about that, let's smoke it up to all those people out there hustling, everybody driving in their cars. What you doing? What you smoking on? You smoking on some keef? You smoking on some oil? You rolling up a blunt?
Or are you smoking one of your pens because you're trying to
Are you
to
hitting
low
a pen
key?
To be low key? Low what? Key is the question. Or what we say, low key is what? The way to be. Low key is the way to be on the Wake and Bake show. Or you don't have to be low key. Fucking.
Loud and proud.
Whatever you feel like. I feel like a bong hit. That's what I feel like.
Well, I just took a nice bong rip out of the illy of that coconut. Wow. It's tasty. It's definitely like a functional high where I'm like, I'm still in my own world right now. Not in reality exactly, but I would definitely say feeling pretty good. Beast, what is this?
This
is this
really
a hybrid?
Show.
Oh. Hybrid.
Hybrid?
Hybrid.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening to Kanye right now, honestly, when he was good.
I hope you guys are enjoying Wake and Bake Show, enjoying Purple Haze Radio. Remember that we have 27 different zones of music. We've got chill, rock, alternate rock. Shout out to Dash Radio, all you guys listening on Dash Radio, driving in your cars, on your app, on your laptop, listening to all this music, hanging out with us, listening to these shows, and catching our cannabis talk shows and other talk shows every day of the week at 4:20 a.m., our favorite time of the day. on the Pacific West Hollywood Strip. And then we play another cannabis show at 7:10 a.m., the oil hour, for all you guys that like to hit the oily-toily for the 7:10. We got that for you guys. And then at 4:20 p.m., we also have a cannabis show. So wherever you are in the East Coast, wherever you are around the world, check out purplehaze-radio.com and check out our radio schedule, where we have East Coast and West Coast times. For all you high motherfuckers that need some help, go take a look at our radio schedule. And then at 7:10 and 7 o'clock p.m., every night we play a different concert, whether it's 311, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dave Matthews, Fish, The Grateful Dead, or whoever else we jam out to every day, 365 days a year on Purple Haze Radio. You got all that stuff to listen to, so tune in and check out all that great stuff we got going on for sure.
I do say we should end maybe on a good note. There's one song that I was jamming on the way here.
Come on, tell me what you're jamming to.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Listen to this wild animal.
I see, like, wow, I get in my moods. Like, I need some soul right now. I need someone to wake me up. Wake up. You're on your ride to work.
One. Wild one. Okay, so Marvin Gaye, Spotify. Shout out to Spotty.
Yep.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. 200. This is the biggest out of all the ones I've asked people for the morning song. Spencer, my boy, hits it with 221,141,000.
It's a fire song. I mean, it's a
fire song, right? That's good. Man.
Just like listen to this.
That's the way to rock it right there. So
write it up and listen to this.
Hey, Hector, you got any shout outs? Do you want to shout out to anybody? Do you want to let everybody know your Instagram websites?
Absolutely. It's at HECDAVIDJR, Heck David Jr. At Instagram, and the same on Twitter. Shout out to my friend Casey Mooneyham that released her song today, Guarded. We'll be playing that hopefully in my next mix on Dash Radio. And there ain't no mountain high enough, so enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Purple Haze, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
What about the Grammy? I know you're leaving out the Grammy.
Oh, yeah, I gave the Grammy.
You gave the Grammy?
Yeah, at Heck Davey Jr.
All right, cool, for sure.
Yeah, shout out
and
to Purple
then,
Haze.
And then just to give everybody a little idea from a DJ perspective, what inspired some of the jams? And you want to tell everybody, like, pick one of the jams we got out and what inspired your jams so people can look forward to it when they're listening to it?
Shout out to music like this. If you keep playing music like this, I think it's
let's say your mixed consequences that were airing on the featured DJ spot. Was there a certain inspiration that led you to make that wonderful mix and jam for everybody to listen to?
Oh, absolutely. It's the ups and downs, looking to the future, trying to be inspired and not giving up no matter what happens, and moving forward. I think it's just a recreation of what's already been done before, and you got to keep looking on. And like I said, music like this, you guys keep playing music like this, and different kinds of music, it's awesome what
so
you guys
check
are doing.
Out, so check out the HDJ mix, Consequences, when it airs in the featured DJ slots, one of over a dozen mixes that Hector's put together for Purple Haze Radio, so enjoy them when you're jamming on the weekends, during the week. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to Rick Baker Bake and Hector. Spencer, my brother, before you head off
Spencer.
To school, shout out to you. You got
What's
anybody you want
Spencer?
To? Who you want to shout out to? Give it out.
I got one to my boy Cash Money back in New York. He knows who he is. And then other than that, just follow Purple Haze Properties on the gram. And just keep liking the photos. Keep it up.
Shout out to all the guys that go to Hofstra University with our boy Spencer. And
shout out to Hofstra University.
And all you guys
I know we got it. Keep pumping. But, you know, I'm coming back for you.
He's coming back like a storm. Make sure you guys tune in to the Wake and Bake shows and check out all the different things
Wake
we got going on.
Show.
Thank you for Wake and Bake with us. Hopefully you have a great indica, sativa, hybrid, whatever it may be. Just don't remember this: when you're at work, when you're going in your car, when you're doing whatever it is you got to do, if someone's bugging you, getting you upset, letting you down, boss fucking just driving you crazy today or yesterday, don't let them invade your mind and fuck up your head and give you that bad energy. There's so many great things to enjoy in life, so make sure you enjoy it. And when you take a break, just remember, go sneak a toke, baby. Grab that vape pen, fucking take a pot, fucking hit, roll a joint, take a little puffy, whatever you gotta do to make your morning, afternoon, or evening a little more medicated, a little more happy and free. Thank you guys for waking and baking this morning. My name is Andrew Pizzicalo, CEO of Purple Haze Properties, and thank you for tuning in and not only listening to my show, but my wonderful station I created, Purple Haze Radio. See ya. Peace.
Peace.
420 show.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.